This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Hector Torres. Hector is in charge of Focal Point Partners, a healthcare-focused investment bank, managing director. He leads the group, a great transactional leader and person. Hector, take a moment and introduce yourself.
Thank you, Scott. Great honor and privilege to be with you today. My name is Hector Torres, Managing Director and co-leader of the Healthcare Investment Banking Group at Focal Point Partners. Focal Point Partners is a global, fully diversified investment bank serving clients across a myriad of industries and providing the full consortium of financial transaction advisory and investment banking services. Healthcare is and continues to be one of our major areas of focus as a firm. And within that group, we really have the honor and privilege of serving healthcare providers and healthcare organizations of all sizes, shapes, and types, whether it's a large single specialty physician enterprise, circumnavigating a partnership with private equity to helping to catalyze and facilitate a hospital-to-hospital, non-for-profit, 501c3 merger, where we really create a lot of value is bringing very deep sector industry knowledge and combining that with our legacy track record of helping clients realize outsized outcomes in M&A transactions.
And so talk for a second about Focal Point, 3 points of pride. You've got a great track record, have done a remarkable job. What are 3 points of pride when you look at Focal Point and think, hey, here's what we're proud of?
Absolutely. I think what we're really proud of is that we've really configured our organization to be a full service provider of transaction advisory services and therefore the requisite expertise that we're able to bring creates immense value for our clients. As we know, healthcare in and of itself is complicated. The M&A transaction process within healthcare, given all of the legal, regulatory, and other industry-specific considerations, really sort of lends itself to the need for a very deep sector knowledge, focus, and understanding. And I think what differentiates Focal Point is from many investment banks that focus on the middle market, which is transactions as low as $50 million of enterprise value all the way up to $1 billion plus. Sometimes that level of industry specific knowledge and expertise is somewhat lacking. You tend to get a lot more industry generalists and just a lot more professionals that focus on working with smaller companies versus ones that are dedicated to industries. What we really bring is the configuration of, you know, a very deep bench of healthcare industry professionals. Many of us have, you know, different expertises, whether we worked with, you know, within industry as an executive, whether we were healthcare consultants. Many of us practice law and help clients circumnavigate M&A transactions through the legal side. That very deep focus on bringing the best talent and knowledge from an industry perspective, I think, makes us very unique. I think the other differentiating factor is really how we marry our industry groups, obviously healthcare being one of them, with our product groups. Many smaller middle market investment banks will have, in some instances, industry knowledge, but won't have the full consortium of advisory products. So whereas we have both the industry expertise and M&A transaction advisory specialization for healthcare, we're also able to really bring to bear our capital markets capabilities, meaning being able to raise financing, whether it's debt or equity, on behalf of our clients and within the context of an M&A transaction or agnostic of an M&A transaction. I think that really lends itself to, again, creating that holistic value for the client. So I think, again, a combination of being very focused and building a deep bench of healthcare experts and bringing that healthcare expertise to our M&A engagements, and then being able to provide the full consortium of products and services to ensure the optimal outcome for our clients. I think those really make for a very special outcome for our client.
Thank you. And take a moment. Within healthcare, are there specific niches that you focus on, that your group focuses on?
Yeah, I would say that we would think of the healthcare world in really three pillars. While we do a lot, we have done in the past and continue to remain active in areas like life sciences and medical device technology manufacturers and related entity types. We really spend the majority of our time within healthcare services, meaning, you know, any organization that's delivering healthcare in any setting of care, whichever they may be. And we think about it in three pillars. The first is our acute care coverage, where we really advise hospitals and health systems, and it could be community-based, rural hospitals, it could be larger, you know, health systems that are really contemplating their long-range strategic alternatives and objectives. Really, an area of focus for us primarily in healthcare is hospitals and health systems. And that's really helping those boards and organizations understand what their options are in terms of pursuing a potential M&A affiliation or partnership. The second, I would say, is our physician practice management capabilities. And that's really where we bring a lot of legacy expertise in working with either multi-specialty or single-specialty provider-based entities in helping them circumnavigate their options and ultimately executing on transactions with either private equity. Those transactions could involve partnerships or affiliations with hospitals, and in many instances can also involve transactions with strategic acquirers like an Optum or some organization of that caliber and ilk, meaning vertically integrated strategic organization that's seeking partnerships with physicians. The third leg of the stool is really what we call post-acute or subacute care. And that could be basically any entity delivering healthcare services that's not inside the four walls of the hospital and that's not a pure play physician enterprise. That can be an ambulatory surgery center, a home health and hospice provider, a behavioral health platform, an addiction recovery entity, anything of that ilk that's not a pure play physician group or a hospital.
Do you ever think about where does private equity fit into all of what you do? How many of the transactions touch private equity versus don't, either a private equity sponsored platform or direct work with a private equity fund against or for? What's the mix today versus 5 or 10 years ago, maybe?
You know, the mix today has really, in many ways, catalyzed the volume and velocity of M&A activity within the healthcare industry because private equity is becoming such an important variable and factor and player. We sort of saw this to some degree in the late 90s with Vicor and some of the transaction activity that was happening with physician groups. But today, I think that while many people, it's easy to sort of make take the position that this is sort of Vicor all over again. In many ways, it's not, because I think that the private equity community has learned many of the lessons from the late 90s and sort of applied them in what we believe are the true last partnerships within healthcare, which is really a physician group that wants to grow, that needs all of the tools, infrastructure, and resources to do what we call future-proofing their practice. You know, private equity should always be at least considered by virtue of everything that they bring to the table. Now, there's also a myriad of considerations that go and are core and germane to a private equity partnership from the lens and vantage point of the physician enterprise, but they become such a preeminent and predominant factor that at a minimum, any client that's seriously contemplating a change of control transaction, whether it's for the sake of diversity and providing an alternative lens to that partnership pathway, or it's for the sake of affirming that the private equity firm or potential private equity firms that are included in any given process can really be optimally in our best position to solve for and address the goals and objectives of the physicians that are contemplating a transaction. They really have become part and parcel to healthcare M&A today, and we foresee that both in 2021 and on a go-forward basis, they will continue to become a much more predominant factor in healthcare M&A.
And Hector, last question. Priorities for 2021. Any big priorities for you and your team for this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'll remain very, very active across our three pillars. We're presently advising on some of the larger, more transformative hospital and health system transactions. We're very close to finalizing one in the Southeast with a very large multi-regional system that is continuing to grow in a neighboring state, and by virtue of the transaction we're advising on would bolster their regional footprint in a very significant way. I think we'll remain at the service of the independent hospital and health system that's really seeking to explore and contemplate how a potential partnership or affiliation can help solidify their long-term sustainability. That's really the work that we do on behalf of our hospital and health system clients. I think in terms of our other two stools, we'll continue to remain very active in providing insights and expertise on the myriad of options available to physician groups and to those post-acute and subacute care providers that could include, in many instances, a partnership or affiliation with a private equity firm or with a strategic acquirer that really sees value or is really focusing its inorganic growth via acquisition within the sectors where our clients currently and prospectively will reside.
And Hector, finally, where can people learn more about you and your firm?
Well, absolutely. We would encourage you to visit our website, focalpointpartners.com, where you'll learn about our legacy experience, our track record. You'll get to meet and read all of the background and bios of our team members and really get a deep appreciation for how we, with a lot of strategic intent, have designed the architecture of our firm to really be a holistic provider of financial and transaction advisory services to our healthcare clients across the United States. I think the one thing that differentiates us from perhaps others that provide similar services is our true deep passion for healthcare. We believe that, you know, the healthcare industry, and we've certainly seen it change and be impacted by virtue of COVID-19, but beyond a global pandemic, you know, we believe that the only constant in our healthcare industry is that change. And being able to provide a level of expertise, a level of analytical rigor, and the ability to help clients understand that their options when it comes to a transaction are certainly not binary. It is very much a very rich spectrum of optionality. That's where we get very excited and love to come to work and advise clients in that regard.
Fantastic. Hector, I want to thank you for joining us today. Remarkable team, remarkable work that your team does. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Scott. We appreciate it.